Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with another week's worth of news and information to pass along for those folks who are in the food, farm, and family business. This program aims to help those who are small family farmers make their lot in life better with suggestions, ideas from people who are successful in various fields of farming, if you'll pardon the pun. So we'll get to that, but the first item of interest, the first item in the business department here is to check out some of the news. As we all know, June was dairy month. We're out of June now and into July, but it doesn't help me. It doesn't hurt for me to go back a step or two and relate some interesting experiences that I had this past weekend when I was out picking up a couple of calves that had been weaned. I went to a farm that's on the Massachusetts New York border. They are milking 500 cows. They have 1,000. They occupy and use 2,000 acres of land. It's in a great spot in New York. It's a family business. 7 decades they've been on the same land. It's one of those things that when you experience it, it gives you sort of heart. And so as we were talking, the fellow there are 3 brothers, and they all had different responsibilities, and there are some of the children that are there, and the wives taking care of things like the calves. It was a neat thing to see, because we're so strapped with the stories of these huge agribusinesses, the factory farms, and this guy and this family had nothing to do with it. It's just big because you realize that now dairy farming has to be big in order, or relative, I guess the definition of big for me is 20,000 or 30,000 cows that some of these crazy factories have. This fellow is milking 500 cows, and I was looking at the stats on milk and dairies and what dairy farmers are doing as they are stewards of the environment, looking for ways to improve the special practices that they have. This fellow has a parlor. He doesn't have, although more and more people are going to robots, but he hasn't done that. He has a sustainable 3 milking system 3 times a day. The cows are in and out of the parlor. They never stop. They just keep milking 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Bring the cows in, and they have a system. Obviously, you all do. But I thought it was very interesting. It's a Jersey herd, which is counter to what most people think in terms of volume. You want to get Holsteins because they make more milk. Well, this guy is interested. The family has only been in the Jersey business, and that's why I went to him for calves, because I'd heard that he has great breeding. We were talking about the cows and how long they are in lactation and, you know, the usual stuff. And then we started talking about specifics. How much does it take to make a gallon of ice cream? How much milk does it take? It takes 12 pounds. You know, most people who are on the outside don't understand when you talk about milk in terms of pounds. But that's how it's measured on the farm. That's how the processors measure it. That's how the government measures it. So we're talking about what he does with his milk. He's a member of Agrimart. So the excess milk he has that he doesn't sell to other stores, to other dairies that don't have enough milk to fulfill their own destiny in terms of retail. And I said to him, why aren't you doing some retail? He said, well, we're thinking about doing it. I think that's the only way to make it. He was talking about, as you all know, price of milk last year at the farm was $10 more a hundredweight than it is right now. So you still keep the operation going, but you're not, you know, again, the government kind of gets in the way of you making any money, and it's befuddling to those of us who are trying to figure this out. Also talking about how much milk it takes to make a pound of cheese, 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of cheese. Did you know that There are 300 varieties of cheese produced in our country. I didn't know that until we were talking at some of these stats. 95% of U.S. dairy farms are family-owned and operated. I do know that. And that's why when you look at the average U.S. dairy farm with 337 cows producing 226 billion pounds of milk every year, it's quite an astonishing fact and feat. So at any rate, if you wonder how long, those of you who are thinking, how long does it take the milk to get out of the cow and to get into my mouth, the average is 48 hours. That's how long it takes, unless you're buying direct from the dairy, and then it would be within 24 hours, I would think, maybe even shorter time. We used to, when I was selling raw milk on the farm, what we milked in the morning was available for sale in the afternoon. Question of how you process things. All right, let's get to the news of Chinese ownership. I have a frequent in and out of this, and on my weekday program, The Good Day Show, I was telling the facts. I was going through the facts with Chinese ownership of land, where they're buying the land. Well, hopefully, because of this farm bill and addressing China land buys, we'll be able to get through it and figure out how to stop it. I'll get to that in detail in a matter of moments. Here on the American Family Farmer Show, I'm Doug Steffen. We have an opportunity for you, those of you who are hardworking folks, want a couple of nights to yourself. Two free nights are available right now for you in Las Vegas. There's no hitch. There's no catch. All you have to do is call 800-419-DOUG. I've teamed up with 541 Travels to give everybody a shot at two free nights in Las Vegas. So, when you call 800-419-DOUG, you'll have a short conversation about what to expect, what to do, and then have your trip and enjoy it. 800-419-3684. Yes, you heard right. Two free nights in Las Vegas just by calling 800-419-DOUG.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com. Back on the American Family Farmer, the news portion of our program, and then we're going to talk to the folks from Alabamboo. If you haven't heard about, yeah, what a great name, huh? Alabamboo. The conversation brought about by something that we did in the news section of the program last week, so we'll get to that after we talk about the Chinese. Here's the latest from these guys. They bought land near an Air Force base in Grand Forks, North Dakota a year or so ago, and the state wasn't prepared, as most people are not, Most people are not paying attention. Most government agencies still are not paying attention, although they would say that they were paying attention. It was a Smithfield product. The Chinese bought Smithfield, you know, about 5-6 years ago. Largest pork-producing company in the world, and it belongs to a Chinese company in our country. So there are probably a half a dozen different plants like this around the country, and they try to get into areas that are remote for, well, they say it's because that's the best place to process the hogs. I say it's because they're getting cute. They bought land near an Air Force base in Grand Forks, North Dakota. Why'd they do that? And why did we allow them to do that? So now, on the downside, lawmakers are, and policymakers too, see this as a strategic mistake because they are our adversaries. They also are our top trading partner. So how do we manage this relationship? Do you trust them? No. Some would say trust and verify. I don't think the Chinese Communist government is to be trusted, frankly. But I don't want to get into my opinion. I just want to tell you the story. The opinion comes later in the program. This is about the facts. Chinese government has operations and assets in the United States. There are hundreds of thousands of acres of land that they now have bought. And as we have broader tensions between our two countries on important issues, this thing is getting to be kind of like a stick in the eye. So Senator John Tester of Montana is skeptical, as he ought to be, of Chinese land ownership. He said, quote, "I don't know that we know for sure about all the land that potentially is owned by the Chinese." We don't. Chinese individuals are buying land and then parlaying it into government assets. And so why are we sitting on our hands here is my question. The farm bill that's going through the Senate right now, maybe you'd be interested to know that some of the senators are trying to monitor and regulate China. Why do we have to monitor? Why just say no? You can't buy land. Senator Ernst of Iowa says that they're trying, members of the committee, hearing from farmers. Farmers know well that their food security is national security. And it is. And the increasing investment in America of farmland by the Chinese is something that should be stopped. Why hasn't it been stopped to this point? Are some of these senators on the take? We all have the questions about the Chinese relationship to the president and his family. So what's going on here? Ms. Stabenow is the chairwoman of the Senate Agricultural Committee. She and Ms. Ernst say they hope that the new farm bill will include an overhaul of the system that has allowed our security to be corrupted, co-opted and corrupted. So as the number grows of law, why would you, as an American lawmaker, want to allow the Chinese to buy any land? Given our relationship with them, why would there be any question at all? And yes, it should be in the farm bill. There should be a separate bill in each state. The Center for Strategic Competition says the Chinese government has laws that allow the government to access information held by its citizens and corporations. So even if a corporation owned this, they would be able to access it. We all know they're trying to grab our information. So both Democrats and Republicans agree something needs to be done. But why does it take so long? Why does it take this way? It's so obvious what's going on. What's the issue? Get it done. The House Ways and Means Committee voted to require people from China and Cuba and Venezuela to pay a 60% excise tax if they're buying land. Why? Why even let them do it? Say, no, you can't buy any more land in our country. Period. End of story. All right, so those are two or three items that are something for you to be aware of in the news department from the world of agriculture. Doug Steffen, focusing on Alabama as we continue here on the American Family Farmer this week.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
After the hour here on the American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen with a couple of folks from a company called Alabamboo. What a great, how'd you like knock on somebody's door and they come to the door and you do, Alabamboo! Like, well, I'm a little scared. This is nothing to be scared of. Belinda, thank you for joining us. And Cedric, good to have you here. What is it, do I ask, what is Alabamboo or who is Alabamboo? And because Belinda, you're the president, I'll start with you.
Well, Alabamboo is a company that manages plant harvest bamboo for investors. And those investors become our family and our farmer partners. Alabamboo partnered with the largest distributor of bamboo in the United States, a company called Only Moso. And through this beautiful relationship, we're spreading the bamboo news and creating bamboo farmers throughout the whole state of Alabama.
So what do you know about bamboo, Belinda? What, if you have a farming, you're a farm kid growing the farm, what was your exposure to bamboo?
Well, I'm a farmer and produce farmer, and my mentor was the innovator of micro irrigation. And so when I got into farming, I had to have a mentor. So he took me under his wing, and the deal was everything that I grow, he would buy. 2 years later, he comes to me and say, Belinda, I'm retiring, and you need to grow bamboo. And I go, what? Bamboo? He said, yes. And he said a company called Only Moso had reached out to him. He said, I don't know how they found me, but they did. And he says, I've been down in Florida to the bamboo fields, and I've seen it, and Belinda, this is going to change the way agriculture is known today. And he said, but I said, but why bamboo? He said, well, you don't need a lot of land. You don't need a lot of irrigation. He said, and it pays, you know, better than the produce. And he said, and it's less labor. He said, the only thing is it takes 3 to 4 years to harvest. He said, but other than that, Belinda, this is a very good crop, and you have the food and you have the timber, so you need to grow bamboo. So I started studying from that point, and we are today.
You're the big bamboos, the Alabamboo Company. Cedric Coley is the director of sales. So, Cedric, what's your story? Are you a farm boy?
Well, my grandfather he started off as a produce farmer, His father helped supply the greatest generation of World War II with food as they fought on two fronts. So my grandfather grew up around produce, and he became a cattle farmer. So I've got that in my bloodline. A couple of years ago, I came across the Bamboo Queen, Belinda Thomas, our president. And she, her being a historic figure in Newton, Alabama, she already had my attention. And long story short, we linked up with her sister from another mother, Donna George of New York, and her family comes from St. Lucia. And these beautiful women helped educate me on commercially farming bamboo. So I was automatically sold, and it was no more excuses left to be had for me to get back to my lineage, back to my roots. And I think this is a great opportunity, not only for farmer partners and new and beginning farmers and individuals who are just wanting to be investors in Alabama, but across the entire country.
Well, I think that's kind of what we're here to discuss. What are the opportunities for farmers? The idea of helping people use their land for things, that's one of the mainstays of this program. What do we do with our land? What do we? You heard me talking earlier about the dairy guy. You know, the amount of money they're making is back down in the hole again. So ideas for you to consider as we continue here on this week's American Family Farmer.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. House Republicans are demanding a briefing by the Secret Service on the small bag of cocaine that was found inside the White House last weekend. The Biden administration won't say exactly where the drugs turned up or who brought it inside.
More spin out of the White House briefing room, where spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre still refusing to answer basic questions about where the cocaine turned up in the White House, one of the most secure buildings in our country, let alone the world.
Laura Winters reporting, the U.S. will provide cluster munitions to Ukraine in its fight against Russia. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says doing so shows the resolve of the U.S. and its allies.
We will not leave Ukraine defenseless at any point in this conflict, period.
He argued the munitions are critical for Ukraine to defend its territory against Russian forces. Human rights groups and some U.S. allies say it will lead to more civilian casualties. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
When you can find everything you need at prices you can afford, that's totally Target. It's that feeling when quality, good, and gather ingredients on the barbecue bring family around the table. Or when favorite day after practice snacks let you celebrate the whole team for less. It's when saving more on Up and Up sunscreen means more fun in the sun. And when Target Circle Rewards program gives you more perks on what you buy most and is always free to join, that's totally Target.
Get the absolute most out of your workouts with the finest pre-workout formulas from Transparent Labs. Bulk or get lean and achieve your goals with stimulus-free supplements developed for peak performance. All-natural Transparent Labs cutting-edge formulas use no artificial sweeteners, colors, or flavors, and all are third-party lab-tested. Get 20% off your first order today with code RADIO at TransparentLabs.com. That's TransparentLabs.com, code RADIO. Transparent Labs, driven by science, fueled by nature. For 20% off, enter code RADIO at TransparentLabs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Four at the hour now in the American Family Farmer for this week. First full week of July, 4th of July, a lot of people on vacation. The folks at Alabamboo are not on vacation. The president of Alabamboo is Belinda Thomas. She's here with her director of sales, Cedric Coley. We're talking about the crop that is bamboo. Apparently in Alabama they're doing great things. Where on Facebook can we find you, Cedric?
We can be located at facebook.com/AlaBamboo Inc.
A-L-A-B-A-M-B-O-O Inc.
Yes.
Comma.
All right.
Comma.
Comma. All right. Let's do this right because I'm not seeing it. It's not coming up clearly for me. AlaBamboo, comma, Inc.
Yes.
Facebook.com/AlaBamboo, comma, Inc. All right, so is somebody else, how easy, you I'm sure own that now, that the way things work in commerce, any of these designations, you grab them and you own them, and I know I've done that with a couple of things that I'm involved in. When we go to the story page, you're going to see a lot of the things that we're going to talk about here as time allows. Bamboo is something that most people don't associate even with America. I have some bamboo growing in a small field next to my house on the farm here. It's a pathway, and I haven't the slightest idea how it even got started growing. Does it grow wild if you let it?
You know, the thing about bamboo is it was growing in North America for thousands of years, but when settlers from different cultures began to migrate to North America, They went about a process of exterminating the wild growth bamboo and replaced it with crops that they were familiar with. So now what you have is after World War II and other wars from across the world, American soldiers have come back and replanted thousands of species of bamboo throughout these United States. So Hennin bamboo, Asper bamboo, and Moso bamboo helps make up a $72 billion on the low end worldwide market. And AlaBamboo Inc. helps link farmer partners with Only Moso USA, and for specifically the state of Alabama because of our climate, Hennin bamboo is the best.
So under the circumstances, you say there are a lot of different types of bamboo. To me, bamboo is bamboo is bamboo. I know that it's getting used. I used it because I was looking for something that didn't affect in terms of the tree life. I was looking for something that had good wear to it. I noticed there's a lot of bamboo flooring around now. What other things are bamboo being used for? Furniture? Somebody said food. How do you eat bamboo? How do you eat that?
Yes, there's over 1,500 products worldwide, including flooring, furniture, clothing, food, edibles. It's considered a superfood in most of the world because of its nutritional value. It helps lower your blood pressure.
And grind it up? Is it powder or dust? What is bamboo? Is it
now? There's two portions of the bamboo. Once grown, can add to a farmer partner's revenue stream: the actual timber or the canes, and what's called the shoots. And they're the edible version of the bamboo. In an extended amount of time given to a shoot, it will transform into a timber, a cane. So that portion of the bamboo is edible. But we're talking about a high-yielding crop that can produce over 1,500 products worldwide, including Mercedes uses it for the interior of their vehicles for cushion and the dashboard and center console areas, as well as gluten-free flour is produced from bamboo.
Porsche uses it in their car. Boeing uses it in their jet. It's stronger than steel and it's safer. It's used in cosmetics. It's the charcoal, toothpaste. There's so many products, and because we don't educate ourselves with it because it's not our common crop.
No,
we don't think about all the things that it's used for. But once you, and now that I'm making you aware of it, you're going to probably start noticing it everywhere. I did a little tour with the congressman of our state. And because he's working on the farm bill, and I introduced bamboo. And so he had a 3-day tour. And by the third day, he says, Belinda, I had to get somebody a gift. And we just happened to be in the store, and it was a bamboo cutting board. Girl, you're going to make me grow bamboo. Bamboo is everywhere. I said, yeah. But clothing, sheets, socks, so many different products. Toilet paper, paper towel, paper plates, paper utensils, they use it, you'll see spoons and forks. And so you're going to start paying more attention to the bamboo. And we also like to note the carbon credit that the bamboo puts out. So it cleans the environment. It's so many, and it's a one-time planting. So a lot of farmers are getting into regenerative planting because, you know, it's better for our soil, it's better for our ecosystem. So this is one of the great crops that provides all of those things.
Can you get more than one crop? I'm completely ignorant about this. I know that, as I said a few minutes ago, the business of growing it wild, I have a couple of places around here that it just grows all over the place, and it seems to spread pretty easily. Is this the kind of stuff you said that if it grows for 4 years, you can, that's sort of maturity for it? So if somebody wanted to cultivate bamboo, how would they get started?
You know, it's a long process, and depending on the three species, Hennin, Moso, and Asper, these help make up that $72 billion worldwide market cap. Mm-hmm. So we've got years of experience and technology and science behind controlling it and maximizing per acre as upwards as much as $22,000 per acre. And it's a series of step-by-step techniques that we teach our farmer partners and help consult them. And Alabamboo Inc., of course, has services that we provide our farmer partners if they choose to, as in the sense of a menu, to help equip them to master this high-yielding crop. But we don't use specific major heavy equipment. It's most of our farmer partners who have experience with produce and livestock, they're familiar with portions of the process of commercially farming the bamboo. So it's just a matter of teaching them the formulae of commercially farming, and then MOSO or ASPR.
And it's all hand planted, hand harvest, so there's no need for heavy equipment. We say the biggest thing is irrigation. So I can tell you from another farmer experience that he associated with very much of farming blueberries. That is the level that he puts it on. Is, you know, how the blueberry farm is set up is the way a bamboo farm would be set up through the irrigation.
So if you're taking in 22,000 an acre, you have to consider the labor and the costs of that. Let's talk more about that. We were talking to the two folks that run Alabamboo. It's a whole new thread of thinking, growing, that sort of stuff. Go to facebook.com/Alabamboo, Inc., and you'll get the story. Right now, the story of Calitrin helping you to lose weight. I was talking on the Good Day program about women and men who feel like they have to fit into a particular shape or mold, if you will, and how that seemed not to be fair because some people look and feel differently and better at different shapes and sizes. There's only one thing I think that most people can agree on, and that is what is unhealthy weight. And we see the difference. You know the difference. I've seen men and women who weigh 200 pounds that are all muscle, and they take care of themselves. And so this isn't something for them. That's not who we're talking to. We're talking to people who are not healthy. The way you look, if you're happy with the way you look, then you leave it alone. But for the most part, if you want to live as Dr. Ken says many times on Good Day Health, I've never seen a 90-year-old obese person, and you don't, because you don't live that long. So it depends on what your goals are. But I will give you, without prejudice, the solid advice of people who have used this product to not only lose the weight, but to keep it off. It's a slow, steady process. You lose 20 pounds, 30 pounds, 40 pounds. You can find testimonials on the website, toploss.com, of people who lost 90 or 100 pounds, and they've kept it off. That's the secret. Keep it off. Toploss.com is a place to go for Calitrin. Get the information on how this drug-free, stimulant-free product will work for your weight loss program. And then down the road, as you want to take advantage of all that hard work you've done to lose the weight, you want to keep it off, right? That's where the support from toploss.com comes in, because they have a gradient level of counselors who will give you their best advice, best help, and it doesn't cost you anything. Just buy the product. There are BOGO deals going on this summer, July issue, Independence Day specials that they have. Why not take advantage of that? Use the discount code Doug when you check in at toploss.com. Make sure you don't have to pay for shipping either. That's the best way to lose weight and keep it off. Said in the word, Calitrin.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance to buy buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. "Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work." He said, "Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub." Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Back on the American Family Farmer program, these folks from Alabamboo. So there's lots of ground to cover here and not enough time. This is an introductory environment for people who are looking for something, a different way of making the land produce. I did mention the labor aspect of this because if you're getting more like $22,000 an acre, the labor, as I think you both admitted, is a factor in this. How much of a factor is it?
Starting off, the most important hurdle is the startup cost. And a farmer partner can range from the $10,800 mark on the low end for the seedlings, upwards of, with all services included, as much as $20,000 to $21,000 per acre. And it's designed that way because, honestly, if Cedric or Belinda is a farmer partner and they have bought their seedlings, they have put in the labor for the land, and they have reached their first harvest, once that harvest starts to hit every year after that for the next at least 80 years, it's going to pay you back in dividends, and no one then can pick up the phone and say, "Hey, listen, you need us." By that time, you know how to grow it. You know how to maximize it. You're just simply waiting on your check and creating the list of things to spend with your revenue. But yeah, the phases of commercially farming bamboo, first and foremost, land clearing or land prepping. It doesn't have to be completely leveled like produce, but there will be a portion of your expenditures going towards land prepping. The next phase is the seedlings planted. Depending on the acreage and how many, maximum of 450 seedlings per acre, that will go into the actual phase of planting and irrigation. That's your next biggest cost, the irrigation setup. And then once you reach that portion, there's a series of grass management and weed eating until you get to that harvest.
All right. Well, the folks who are interested in this, go to Facebook.com, Ella Bamboo, Inc., and get the rest of the story. Belinda Thomas and Cedric Culley from Ella Bamboo, good to have you here explaining this opportunity for farmers all around the country here on the American Family Farmer.
Thank you.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
After the hour now, this is the American Family Farmer Program. I'm Doug Steffen with my thoughts on gardening with children. How are you bringing children into, if you're on the farm or you're growing things, you want to teach children the way food actually comes into being? It's not at the grocery. How many times do we hear this story during COVID? Kids go to the store with their mother or their father. There's nothing on the shelves. Where'd the food go? Well, they don't even know that it doesn't come from the grocery store. The grocery store is the distributor. The food comes out of the ground. Things that are grown to feed things that you eat or to become things that you eat. It's the soil. It's the seeds. And with springtime and summertime around us, I guess I was thinking about celebrating, as we're celebrating the independence of our country, are we teaching our children to be independent when it comes to food? We become so dependent on the advertising that sends you to a certain store, save 20 cents a pound on chicken or whatever it is. I just think that most of you who are listening, farm people to begin with, or people who are interested in the farm, you have a small piece of land, a little garden, and a spot where your children, all the children in your life, whether they're yours or your grandchildren or neighbors, whatever it is, you can experience the magic of gardening with them firsthand. It's very simple. You can plant varieties of things. They can choose. They can go to a seed store. Maybe this is a general sort of thing. If you haven't thought about it, maybe it's a little late to get started with it outside, but you can get started with it inside. Put some seed into some soil, maybe some compost, whatever, and watch it grow. Teach the youngsters the value of starting seeds. Watch where the food comes from. I think it's a great process. I always loved it. When I was a kid, I had my garden, first garden when I think I was 6 or 7 years old. It was fascinating to watch, and I still am fascinated, having been around 70 years since then, to watch the plants grow. Watch the hay grow, watch the corn grow, watch in my garden the tomatoes and the various veggies that we have. It's very cool. It just is. And I think my grandson is fascinated by things. I bought him one of those little things because he lives in an area of Los Angeles where you can't really have a garden, although the new house they've moved into, he can probably, maybe I'll teach him how to grow some things outside in the garden. There are small garden tools for youngsters, and then there's the big tools for you. So if you can't find a space for a garden plot, you can buy a little container, and you can get the soil and amendments, and plant some stuff, and put it in good light where your children could observe all the things. And this is something to teach not just your own children, but others. I think this should be taught in school, frankly. In science classes, youngsters are in awe of things that grow. You can watch their faces as things grow. I remember when I was teaching and I had the ability to show youngsters how the seeds grew. You put them in the ground, and 3 or 4 days later, you can show how they're beginning to germinate. Corn is especially great with this. When people look at it, they see the little tag coming out of it, and how it's really fascinating. How does this seed that comes from an ear of corn? I remember one youngster said to me, if I'm going to eat an ear of corn, does that mean the corn will grow in my stomach? Good question, actually. No, obviously it doesn't. But why doesn't it? And you explain how the body works and how this. I have, as an aside, I have been working on this. I have a land development that I'm doing, building an agrohood, which is a farm around a neighborhood around a working farm. And one of the things in one of the gardens we planted, I brought some manure from the farm, from the cows this winter. I feed my cows a lot of squash, and the seeds go through their system, end up in the manure. I'm spreading the manure. And there's thousands of squash plants growing all over this garden. There's a teachable moment right there. Teaching children where the sun is and how you get the best out of it, all kinds of things. It's just a wonderful way of keeping maybe the family together, watching, doing a project together, growing stuff early in the season and transplanting it outdoors or putting the seeds in the ground. From when the soil is workable, whatever. I think that this is a great opportunity, as I say, that's why I'm sharing it with you now. The magic of gardening for youngsters. It is thrilling, and I think you'll find it very rewarding. Those are my thoughts on growing gardening with children. Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farmer.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit bobksound.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.